This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado COVID hospitalizations hit a record high for the year this week at more than 15,000. Most people are unvaccinated. In response, Denver joins several other metro counties tomorrow by reinstating a mask mandate for all public indoor spaces. Governor Polis says he backs the choice local governments have to tighten the rules.
It's an opportunity for people to reflect their values in their local leadership. I have great respect, regardless of the decisions a local leadership might make.
A study warns climate change has increased the risk of plague in the western U.S. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Scientists looked at animal and human plague cases going back to the 1950s and modeled the conditions behind its spread. It found rodent communities living at higher elevations are now 40% more likely to harbor the disease. That's largely thanks to climate change. As a result, humans are more likely to contract it from those animals. The study found people face the greatest risk around the Four Corners region. That's also where Colorado health authorities confirmed a child died of plague last summer, marking the state's first death in more than 6 years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Changes are coming to the Colorado Springs Airport. A $10 to $20 million renovation of the main passenger concourse will increase capacity, add food and gift options, and increase access for passengers with disabilities. The Gazette reports the project will take 3 to 5 years to complete. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.